the castle in Donegal Town is a focal area that has had money spent on it. And we have a castle in Raphoe, and it should be a priority that that castle is renovated and brought up to a standard where people can visit it. Raphoe is in the centre of the Lyffordstranraer Municipal District, and I feel that we should be working from Raphoe outwards. We have the Beltney Stone Circle, one of the oldest monuments in Ireland. We have Oakfield Park. We have huge heritage and culture of Raphoe. I mean, I give the example of Isaac Butt being educated in the Royal and Prior. And I mean, what we've got to offer from a heritage point of view, there's no other town in this county can offer that.
You also made the point that St. Eunan's Cathedral in Raphoe is possibly the most underestimated and underappreciated church, not only in the county, but possibly in the country.
Well, it's the most beautiful church. Anybody who's ever been in it, you'll see it. I mean, the history of that church goes back for centuries. We must use the assets that we've got. And Donegal County Council, and I give this opinion, they should create what's called a business plan and start working on a business plan, how to move forward, because we're kind of stuck in the mud. I mean, like, the possibilities that are there, like the examples we're given, we don't have beaches, but we have many other assets which I named. I feel that we're not getting the promotion that we should be getting as one of the five heritage towns in the county. And I mean, we're the only heritage town in my constituency. And I give a good example. My father's nightclub that was there for many years, it was so popular because Raphoe's an easy place to get to. It's in the middle of this constituency. I mean, we're only 14 miles from Letterkenny. We're 14 or 15 miles from the city of Derry. We're 6 or 7 miles from Strabane. We're 14, 15 miles from Castledeirg. We're 9 miles from Balvafay and Stranraer. And I mean, you have to work on that and bring in what we need in Raphoe to attract people to come to Raphoe. But what people don't realise, there's a lot of visitors come to see these monuments, see the cathedral in Raphoe, visit Oakfield Park, but it's not getting the promotion, in my opinion, that it should be getting. But it's all down to funding. But how do you get that funding? I mean, the Department of Heritage, in my opinion, should be looking far closer at what Raphoe's got to offer from a heritage point of view, but also the fact that we have a diverse culture in Raphoe, going back for decades, going back for centuries, which has not been capitalised on.
You were very forthright and clear in your presentation to the Council's Tourism Officer, and Donegal County Council's Tourism Office is in no doubt as to your feelings and your passion with regards to Raphoe. It now is a question of, is that going to reflect in increased funding and also increased attention from Bord Fáilte, Fáilte Ireland and elsewhere? Do you think that is going to happen? Are you getting a sense from the Tourist Office within the Council that they are going to put a renewed focus on Raphoe now?
Well, I think the council was listening to what I had to say, but I mean, what I'm trying to promote for Raphoe will also benefit the rest of the county, because I mean, as Councillor Patrick McGowan quoted, with three fantastic hotels in Balvafay and Stranraer, I mean, that's a centre point where people can stay and visit other parts of the county. But more importantly, I mean, that accommodation can help what we've got to offer in Raphoe. I mean, it's just not just about Raphoe, but I think Raphoe should be made a focal point. And in fairness to the council, I think they're listening. And now that Anne-Marie Conlon is a director in the council who is originally from Raphoe, I think that people like Anne-Marie will start moving things for the fact that Raphoe has not been given what it should be given over the years. I mean, we're working very closely at the minute. We're working on a regeneration program for Raphoe, which will help Raphoe if Raphoe gets funding for that. I mean, that's a work in progress at the minute. But as I said at the meeting, we have a lot to offer, but it's how we manage what we've got to offer. And in my opinion, we need a proper business plan to be able to avail from the funding that is out there that we're not getting.